From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Local election to proceed as scheduled amid strict health protocols. Mexico surpasses 700,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, actual toll unknown. Now the news in details. The 2020 simultaneous regional head election Pilkada will be held as scheduled on December 9, 2020 to safeguard the people's constitutional rights to vote and be elected, albeit by applying strict health protocols. The presidential spokesperson M. Fajrul Rahman said in release issued by setcap.co.id Monday. Fajrul Rahman added, the local election must be organized with strict health protocols and discipline supported by law enforcement and firm sanction so that a new cluster owing to the election does not arise in accordance with President Joko Widodo's direction.
Presiden Joko Widodo menegaskan,
President Joko Widodo affirmed that the implementation of the local election cannot wait until the pandemic is over because no country in the world knows when the COVID-19 pandemic will end. Therefore, the implementation of the election must follow strict health protocols to be safe and remains democratic. Moreover, Fajrul said that the simultaneous local election should be a momentum for the emergence of new ways and new innovation for the community together with the state administrators to rise together and make the Pilkada an arena for brainstorming, contesting laws, and acting to reduce and break the chain of the spread of COVID-19. It also shows the international community that Indonesia is a constitutional democracy and maintains the sustainability of democratic government system in accordance with the Pancasila ideology and the 1945 Constitution. The Indonesian government will hold a three-week boot camp for 38 selected startups that can provide services like supply chain and finance management for small and medium enterprises, SME, as it aims to increase digitalization among the small businesses. As reported by JakartaPost.com, the course, called Pahlawan Digital or Digital Heroes, will begin on Wednesday. The Cooperatives and SME Ministry also partners with influencers cum businesswoman Putri Tanjung, e-commerce company Shopee Indonesia, and ride-hailing firm Grab Indonesia, to select the 10 best startups out of the 30 participants as strategic partners for the ministry. Cooperatives and SME Minister Teten Mas Duki in a virtual press conference on Monday stated that the startups will provide not only market access for SMEs, but also support efficient business process and supply chain access to financing and entrepreneurship development. Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi inaugurated the reactivated Cianjur Cipatat Railroad network in West Java on Monday as part of the government's plans to reduce road traffic, especially in Bogor, Sukabumi, and Padalarang, and the surrounding areas. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, the 57-kilometer Cianjur-Padalarang railroad network is made up of three segments. The first segment connecting Cianjur and Ciranjang was already reactivated in 2019, but the current activation extends the network to Cipatat district in West Bandung Regency. The ministry spent 118.8 billion rupiah, or $8 million, from its 2019's budget to reactivate the Ciranjang Cipatat segment, which includes work to repair and strengthen rail tracks. It aims to start work on the final segment of the network, which will connect the stations of Cipatat and Padalarang by 2022. The Wisma Atlet Emergency Hospital for COVID-19 has begun operating Tower 4 as an additional building to accommodate asymptomatic patients in need of isolation. As quoted by Antaranus Agency Coordinator of the COVID-19 Emergency Hospital Mayor General Dr. Tugas Ratmono in a statement at Graha BNPB on Monday stated, Tower 4 became operational on Monday because three towers, 5, 6, and 7 currently in use, were nearly full. Tower 6 and 7 comprise treatment rooms for COVID-19 patients exhibiting mild to moderate symptoms. The Tower 4 and 5 serve for self-isolation of asymptomatic patients. Currently, the bed capacity at Tower 6 and 7 reach 80%. Meanwhile, the bed capacity at Tower 5 currently touch 90%. He noted the government has currently prepared Tower 4 with 1,546 beds. Since Monday morning, the government has begun accommodating patients and the healthcare workers are also ready. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Mexico surpassed 700,000 confirmed coronavirus cases on Monday, even as health authorities cited that they described as nearly 2 months of slowing infection rates. As reported by Reuters.com on Monday, the health ministry reported 2,917 new confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus in the Latin American country, bringing the total to 700,580, as well as a cumulative death toll of 73,697. According to the Reuters tally, Latin America has recorded around 8.7 million coronavirus cases and over 322,000 deaths, both figures being the highest of any region. While Brazil is the hardest hit country in the region, Peru, Colombia, and Mexico have also seen several outbreaks. At least a third of 270 whales stranded off the coast of Australia's Tasmania have died and more are feared to be dying, rescuer says. As quoted by BBC.com, the mass stranding on the west coast of the island was discovered on Monday. Marine biologists are scrambling to save the remaining pilot whales in a tricky operation likely to take days. It's unknown what drew the whales to the shore. Whale beachings are common in the region, but one of these size has not been seen since 2009. Scientists from the Tasmanian Maritime Conservation Program said the whales were found in three groups across Macquarie Heads, a remote tip of the island with limited vessels and road access. Rescuers arrived at the scene late on Monday, discovering hundreds more animals in peril than had been first spotted from the air. United Kingdom senior medics on Monday stated Britain will face an exponentially growing death rate from COVID-19 within weeks unless urgent action is taken to halt a rapidly spreading second wave of the outbreak. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, the United Kingdom already has the biggest official COVID-19 death toll in Europe and the fifth largest in the world, while it is borrowing record amounts in an attempt to pump emergency money through the damaged economy. But new COVID-19 cases are rising by at least 6,000 per day in Britain, according to the week-old data. Hospital admissions are doubling every 8 days and the testing system is buckling. Chris Whitty, the government's chief medical officer, and Patrick Vallance is chief scientific advisor, cautions that if left unrestricted, the epidemic will reach 50,000 new cases per day by mid-October in the United Kingdom. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling the 2020 simultaneous regional head election to take place on schedule. Apart from the COVID-19 pandemic, Something that has received full attention of the Indonesian people is the 2020 Simultaneous Regional Head Election, or Pilkada 2020. The 2020 Pilkada is scheduled to be held simultaneously on December 9, 2020, in 270 cities and regencies across 9 provinces in Indonesia. Over the last few days, proposals for postponement of the Pilkada 2020 has arisen due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The proposals to postpone the 2020 Pilkada came from various groups, such as the governors, the largest religious organization in Indonesia, 12th Vice President Yusuf Kalla, and even the General Election Commission KPU. In an interview with the television station, Yusuf Kalla said that the implementation of the Pilkada on schedule is a choice, namely the choice of taking risks to the people or the choice of choosing a leader who could actually be postponed. The choice has been made by the Indonesian government. Presidential spokesperson Fajrul Rahman, in a media release published Monday entitled Pilkada on Schedule, Democratic and Safe for COVID-19, he said that the Pilkada will be on schedule to safeguard the people's constitutional rights, the rights to be voted, and the rights to vote. The 2020 Pilkada will be held with the application of strict health protocols. President Joko Widodo reaffirmed that the 2020 Pilkada will continue to be held on schedule because no single country knows when the COVID-19 pandemic will shake off. Thereby, the implementation of Pilkada must follow strict health protocols in order to be safe and remain democratic. The implementation of the Pilkada according to schedule also shows the international community that Indonesia is a constitutional democracy and maintains the sustainability of a democratic government system in accordance with the Pancasila ideology and the 1945 Constitution. The 2020 Pilkada must continue. What must be prepared so that it will take place according to the schedule is democratic and safe from COVID-19. On schedule and democratically, God's willing, Indonesia is able to implement it. The fact is that success of the 2019 simultaneous general election has proven. Heavy duties and responsibility for organizers, Pilkada participants, supporting parties, supporters, and citizens are safe from COVID-19. There is a habit of Indonesian people who are always enthusiastic in every democratic party by getting to know the candidates who will be selected. It is undeniable that this could still occur. Obedience to maintaining health protocols is possible to ignore. This is the hard work for the 2020 Pilkada organizers, namely KPU. Hopefully, there is still enough time to prepare more appropriate methods and models in the preparation process until the Pilkada implementation. Maybe it can make proposals from many parties to carry out Pilkada by e-voting. Candidates for regional heads and their success teams must think about a more appropriate campaign method by prioritizing the health of their citizens. Of course, prospective voters must improve their awareness of implementing health protocols, because it cannot be denied that the key success of the 2020 Pilkada, which is on schedule, democratic, and safe from COVID-19, is the prospective voters. Hopefully, the COVID-19 pandemic will soon fade away and the world will come to healthy life. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately, and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
Hello, listener of Radio Republik Indonesia. My name is Gustavo Ayares, Ambassador of Chile to Indonesia. This is a wonderful opportunity to express our congratulations for the 75th anniversary of the radio. And I hope that in the future will be a wonderful future for the listener, for the community that follow this radio. All the best for you. Blessings.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll start with September 22, 1948, where the All-Palestine Government is established. The All-Palestine Government was established by the Arab League on September 22, 1948, during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War to rule the Gaza area controlled by Egypt. This government is recognized by all members of the Arab League except Jordan, although the jurisdiction of this government de jure covers the entire former Palestinian Mandate territory. De facto, its jurisdiction is limited to the Gaza Strip. The Prime Minister of the All-Palestine Government is Ahmed Hilmi Pasha, while its President is Haj Amin al-Husseini. The All-Palestine Government is considered to be the first attempt to establish an independent Palestinian state. Let's move it on to September 22, 1980, where Iraq invaded Iran. The Iraqi invasion of Iran was launched on September 22 and lasted until December 7, 1980. This invasion led to an 8-year war between Iran and Iraq. On September 17, 1980, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein announced that Iraq was cancelling the 1975 Algeria Accord and intending to exercise full sovereignty over the disputed Shatt al-Arab River. On September 22, Iraqi planes bombarded 10 airfields in Iran to paralyze the Iranian air force on the ground. Although this attack failed, the following day Iraqi forces crossed the border and advanced into Iran in 3 simultaneous attacks along a front line of some 400 miles. I'll end today in history with September 22, 2013, where the Islamic Solidarity Games opens. The 2013 Islamic Solidarity Games is an international sports event held in Palembang from September 22 to October 1, 2013. Held for the third time, the 2013 Islamic Solidarity Games was attended by 43 countries. Indonesia became the country with the most medal winners in this event, which was attended by 27 countries. Namely, 36 gold, 34 silver, and 34 bronze. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Yang kami angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara, semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti, patuh dan setia berjiwa Pancasila, Tri Rasa. Pancasila. Tripraksetya, landasan kerjanya. Ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi. Demi Tuhan, demi pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Kita harus mengemudikan siaran RRI sebagai alat perjuangan dan alat revolusi seluruh bangsa Indonesia. Dengan jiwa kebangsaan yang murni, hati yang bersih dan jujur, serta budi yang penuh kecintaan dan kesetiaan kepada tanah air dan bangsa.
Semua yang kami angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Setia berjiwa Pancasila, Tripraksetya, landasan kerjanya. Ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi. Demi Tuhan, demi pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Kita harus berdiri di atas segala aliran dan keyakinan partai atau golongan, dengan mengutamakan persatuan bangsa dan keselamatan negara, serta berpegang pada jiwa proklamasi 17 Agustus 1945.
Simbol yang kami angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Setia berjiwa Pancasila, Tripraksetya, landasan kerjanya. Ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi. Demi Tuhan, demi pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today entitled Lampung promotes 7 investment projects in the road to Indonesian Investment Day 2020. 7 investment projects are offered by Lampung Province in the 6th series of the Road to Indonesia Investment Day 2020 online seminar held by the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore. The seminar was also supported by Representative of Bank Indonesia and Representative of the Investment Coordinating Board in Singapore, IIPC. This activity was attended by at least 142 registered participants who discussed various investment projects in Lampung Province. As quoted on the kamlu.co.id, the Charge d'Affaires or KUAI of the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore, Didi Eko Pujianto, in his speech said that Lampung Province has various potential that are being and will be developed. Of course, this attracts foreign investors. He also said that there are 4 potential investment projects in Lampung: Wailaga Bakahuni Resort, Integrated Tourism Area, Tanggamus Maritime Industrial Area, Wailaga Beach Park, and the Waste to Energy Bakung Project. Meanwhile, Governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, in his remarks pointed out that it's important to maintain macro and financial stability in supporting sustainable economic growth. The chairman of the Investment Coordinating Board, Bahlil Lahadalia, stated that his side is always ready to facilitate investors who will invest in Indonesia, such as licensing, provisions of incentives, and ease of investment. On the same occasion, representing the governor of Lampung Province, Regional Secretary Fahrizal Darminto said that Lampung is a province that has enormous potential, such as superior agricultural products, coffee, and coconut. Meanwhile, Singapore is the country of origin of the largest investor in Lampung, especially in the food industry. Thereby, the Lampung Provincial Government is ready to facilitate and support any potential investor who are interested in investing in Lampung. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
lupakan kekasihnya yang lama.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about Rego Dance. Porolia is a remote village at Pipikoro, Sigi Regency, Central Sulawesi. The old hamlet is located at a slope with an average slope of over 30%. The native population of the hamlet is Topo Uma. They plant coffee and cocoa trees. Although they are Christians, they still preserve their local wisdoms, which still contain of mysticism. One of them is Rego Dance. Rego or Rego, dancing in a circle formation while singing long lyrics in Old Uma local language. Rego lyrics are diverse in accordance with the event which is held. The lyrics are different in accordance with the event. The Rego after the harvest, the lyrics are about the process of opening field, planting and harvesting. If Rego is danced as entertainment for a family in mourning, its lyrics contain of human life cycle, from birth to death, and also telling the goodness of the dead person while he or she was alive. Usually, the Rego is danced after religious ceremony. The Rego is also danced when welcoming honored guests. The lyrics are about happiness of the host over the guest attendance and hope the meeting will bring benefit for both sides and the guests come home safely. When welcoming the guests, Rego dance is usually performed at Lobo or village hall. The Rego is danced by dozens of men and women. The men wear Halili costumes or traditional clothes of Kulawi tribe and their waist are banded guma or parang and they use headband or siga. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウィンティカルバイルス COVID-19 ミンヒラリッティダイルアクニアビシャクリンサヒコナイヤハミコンワコナウコンヤハミニ
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sudah cukup untuk saling menyakiti. Aku keliru tentang kita.
Mungkin Tuhan dan semesta tak izinkan kita untuk bersama dalam satu cinta. Sayang, ini takkan mudah. Runtuhkan segala angan indah yang berakhir luka.Keliru aku tentang kita, tak mampu paksakan. Meski telah mencoba berjuta upaya, tetap sia-sia. Aku cinta, sungguh-sungguh aku cinta.Sedalam-dalamnya rasa apa daya tak mungkin kita bersama. Oh sayang, ini takkan mudah. Runtuhkan segala
Beda tak
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Agency for Language and Book Development, the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Ujian Akhir Semester, or in English, Final Semester Test. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Ujian Akhir Semester, or in English, Final Semester Test. Siti tells Kevin about the semester exam schedule.
Siti, besok ujian semester ya?
Iya, besok ada dua mata kuliah.
Mata kuliah apa?
Linguistik umum dan menyimak. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce us phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, Ujian Akhir. Ujian Akhir Semester. Ujian Akhir Semester, which means final semester test. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Besok. Besok, which means tomorrow. Mata kuliah. Mata kuliah, which means courses. Linguistic. Linguistic, which means linguistic. Menyimak. Menyimak, which means listening. If you want to explain the time or schedule, you can use the adverbs of time besok and lusa. Besok and lusa, which means tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Besok is the day after today or tomorrow. So if today is Monday, tomorrow is Tuesday. Lusa is the day after tomorrow. If today is Monday, the day after tomorrow is Wednesday. Example. Siti, kapan ujian akhir semester? Siti, kapan ujian akhir semester? Which means, Siti, when is the final semester exam? If there is a question like this, you can answer it by Ujian akhir semester akan diadakan lusa. Ujian akhir semester akan diadakan lusa. Which means the final semester exam will be held the day after tomorrow. Siti, besok tolong ingatkan saya lagi ya. Siti, besok tolong ingatkan saya lagi ya. Which means, Siti, tomorrow please remind me again, okay? Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the sample conversation one more time.
Siti, besok ujian semester ya?
Iya, besok ada dua mata kuliah.
Mata kuliah apa?
linguistik umum, dan menyimak. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. I'm Nico Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci. Membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu. Ya kamu, kini ku tahu apa yang lain darimu hari ini. Itu bukan karena sepatu flatmu atau kukumu yang baru kau warnai. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci. Membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu, ya kamu. Pernahkah kau bertanya seperti apa bentuk air tanpa wadah? Pernahkah kau mengira seperti apa bentuk cinta? Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci. Rambut warna-warni bagai gulali, imut lucu walau tak terlalu tinggi. Pipi cabi dan kulit putih, senyum manis, gigi kelinci. Membuatku tersadar bentuk cinta itu, ya kamu. Cuma dirimu untukku bentuk cinta itu, kamu. Oh ya kamu.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a mellow song entitled Senandung Anak Dara, sung by Ria Angelina. The song, which was composed by Ismail Marzuki, tells about how difficult is a girl's life who stays far from hometown and family. The song has slow tempo music. Maria Angelina, or famous as Ria Angelina, is an Indonesian singer who popularly known in the 1980s. Not only Malay songs, she also has popularized many songs in pop and religious pop genres. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Senandung Anak Dara, sung by Ria Angelina. Enjoy the song.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.